Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
Seven Land presents Paralyzed. Chapter 16, To Head North, Part 1.
Sorry, but are you a cop?
I didn't have my badge on me, and I didn't know if I needed it, so I lied instead. I'm doing a story.
So you're a reporter?
It's more of a book.
I don't think she's going to want to talk to anyone. She's talked to enough people over the years, and we're trying to move past it, as a family.
I completely understand.
She doesn't want her name out there any more than it already is. We still get threats.
Threats?
That's right. We've moved twice, and come to think of it, how did you find her?
I have a friend in the Force.
The Force?
It really is important that I talk to her. 5 minutes, I promise.
I'll ask her, but if she says no, it's a no.
Thank you. I waited in the heat. She didn't invite me inside, but why would she? And now, I doubt I'd get a chance to talk to her.
She said no. Have a good day.
Wait!
I said...
I know. Can you just tell her... Can you tell her I believe her? I believe her story. Every word of it.
I'll tell her.
Well, if that didn't work, I'd have to figure out something else. I'd come a long way for this. As I was about to climb back into my car, I heard movement.
Hey.
A young woman in a baggy t-shirt and sweatpants stood by the front gate. Are you Michelle?
You're not a reporter, are you?
No. I'm working on a book.
Are you with that guy?
What guy?
I don't remember his name.
No, I'm not with anyone.
Why are you writing a book?
Trying to figure out what happened. Why it happened.
To me?
To everyone.
You're talking about the lead in Falsing, aren't you?
I'm sure you heard all about it.
I followed the story, yeah.
Listen, can we go somewhere to talk? She looked back at her house.
Do you really believe me?
I do.
Why?
That's what I want to talk to you about. A half hour later, we were in a small cafe 10 blocks away from her house. We ordered our coffees and took a corner table. A few storm clouds had moved in and light rain was now falling.
Before we begin, I want to ask you a few questions.
Okay.
Are you really a writer?
It was time to decide. Do I keep up the facade or come clean? Somehow, she seemed to be able to see right through me. No, I'm not.
Didn't think so.
I am interested in your story, though.
I don't want to talk to any reporters.
I'm not a reporter either.
Then who are you?
I'm Detective Emily Rowland.
That's not much better than a reporter.
I understand that.
I don't think you do. They
laughed at you, called you names, disregarded everything you said. They didn't believe you. She was taken aback. When I said that I understand, I truly meant it.
Okay, next question. Why now? Because of Layden or because of Rutherford?
You know of that too?
Rutherford? Yeah, of course.
So you saw the links.
What I went through was nearly 6 years ago.
But you admit there's some kind of connection.
Some. But what does it matter? No one believed me then. Why would they believe me now?
She sat back and sipped her coffee. That's why I'm here.
To grill me on something that happened years ago. Can't you just read through my interviews?
I did, some. But I'm also, let's say, out of my jurisdiction.
You mean you're not from here or from Alaska?
I'm from Florida, not far from Rutherford. That's when she leaned up and locked eyes with me. She slowly set down her drink.
You're that cop. The one they've been looking for.
My heart beat faster. This could be bad news if she were to tell anyone. There was no use denying it. One Google search and she would have her answer. Telling her the truth may work to my advantage. Help build a bond. I am.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're a fugitive.
That's right, and I'm risking a lot sitting here, talking to you.
So why are you?
The Lynx.
So you're searching?
For answers, yes.
But you don't have any?
Not yet. She sat back in her chair and stared out at the rain. I noticed her eyes become watery, her lips quiver.
I think of that trip often.
I'm sure.
I lost a lot. My boyfriend. My best friend.
I know.
No one believed me. Not a soul.
And that can be infuriating.
Yeah. But, you believe me because you've seen. Like that girl on the news. What was her name? Julianne?
Julia.
She said she saw creatures, and you were there. So that means, I mean, you saw things, right? Creatures.
I looked around the cafe to make sure no one was eavesdropping. Yes, I saw them.
And that guy, Summers?
David Summers, yes.
He had dreams, nightmares, right? Talked about sleep paralysis and a shadow man?
Yeah. Just like your friend Shane Powell.
He kept complaining. Erica was so worried about him. And Roger caught him talking to himself.
This is what I want to talk to you about. Shane's experience.
What do you mean?
I've read what you went through. I want to know everything Shane was going through. Obviously, I can't talk to him now. But you were there with him and his girlfriend.
Yeah. He invited me and Roger to go with them. It was for Erica's birthday.
Right. And in your statements, you mentioned Shane telling you to run, that he became paralyzed.
That's right.
How again?
He fell down an elevator shaft.
So he never got off the ship?
I don't know if he did or not. I jumped.
Her lip began to quiver again. She took a sip of her coffee, probably trying to calm herself.
When Roger died, I gave up. I jumped off the ship.
Okay, Michelle, I know this isn't easy to talk about, but I truly believe that whatever Shane was experiencing was similar to David Summers. And I think you do, too. That's why you know of those cases.
It just seemed so familiar. Even that lady in Florida.
Patricia Sanders.
Yeah.
Did you do any other research on any other cases?
No. I didn't even know about that writer until this latest story came out.
You mean Sefton Trust?
The horror writer.
That's right.
Yeah, him. I looked it up afterwards.
And?
And what?
Did it seem similar?
I don't remember reading about any creatures.
No. You wouldn't. He was killed. The only survivor was the next door neighbor.
But David Summers and Julia, she mentioned creatures, monsters, and what she described.
That's what you saw?
They crawled on the ground, on the ceiling. They looked human, but they weren't.
You mentioned they were wearing deer masks?
Deer heads. They weren't really masks.
They were real?
I think. Blood dripped from them.
The fact that they were wearing something.
Yeah, that was something else. The doll mask. The doll mask killer or whatever. It was in the news as well.
There was someone wearing a mask who attacked us at that farmhouse.
How did you get away?
I ran. So did Julia. So did David.
But he didn't make it.
No.
Why did he kill those people?
I don't know. But he didn't kill the people in the woods. That I know for sure.
Do you think it was the creatures?
Them or the masked killer?
They said they were found hanging.
It happened at Terror Lake as well.
They never found the bodies in Alaska.
What?
They never found Erica, or Roger, or Shane, or the others.
I know. She shrugged and took another sip of coffee. Wait, what are you getting at? You think they could still be alive?
No. I saw Dale die. I saw Roger die. They're dead.
Then what are you saying?
Maybe it's like the woods or that campground in Florida.
You think the bodies are out there?
Probably. I have nightmares a lot now. That's why I moved back in with my parents. I was scared. Like Shane, but I think my nightmares are different. It's not like sleep paralysis. I wake up sweating and trying to catch my breath. I often dream about Roger and Erica hanging up in a tree somewhere in the woods.
Really?
I don't want to dream about it, but I do.
Okay, how'd it go?
First, tell me about Julia.
There's nothing to tell, really. She was experiencing some panic attacks, and they probably stemmed from you know what. She admitted herself to the hospital. They ran some tests and released her the next morning.
How'd you find out about that?
Because the captain wanted me to check in on her.
Why?
Because they're keeping close tabs.
Can't they leave her in peace? Shit, she's been through enough.
They have a Detective Hubert watching over her right now.
She's not on suicide watch.
That's not why they're keeping tabs.
Because of me?
They think that you may try and get in contact with her again, and little do they know, you already had a meeting.
Exactly. Idiots.
She's fine now, though. Back at home. I mean, at least she's looking out for herself.
I just wish she tried contacting me.
How, Roland? Your number changes constantly.
But I've been checking up on her.
When?
Every so often I give her a call.
You need to stop. They might be able to track you.
Please. They still think I'm going to try to meet up with her. Yet, I'm on the other side of the country.
Some of them actually think you fled to Canada.
But not the captain?
Mm-mm, no. He thinks you're investigating.
He knows me too well.
Which is why you have to be careful. Now, how did it go with Michelle?
Good, but we couldn't talk long. Her mom called and she had to head home. But we're going to meet up tomorrow sometime. Hopefully get a little more in depth.
So you'll be staying in town?
Guess so.
It's the same, right?
Seems like it. It's missing one big thing, though.
What?
The bodies.
They searched, Roland.
Michelle watched a couple of those people die. Those bodies have to be somewhere.
They drifted out to sea.
No remains at all?
All that I know is that they scoured that whole area.
By the cruise ship?
No, they tracked for miles. They're aware of currents.
But what do we know about Terror Lake and Layden? Bodies were strung up, gutted.
Not 2 years ago with Sefton.
But in Sanders' home, the kids were hanging from the ceiling fan.
So what are you saying, Roland?
I want to have a look for myself.
Are you serious? You're gonna go to Alaska?
I am. And I need your help getting there.
Paralyzed. Written and edited by Robert M. Lamb. Starring Amy LeRae as Roland, Catabel as Ray, Jack Austin as Jake, Ariel Hack as Michelle, Brian Messick as Captain Hiltz, Mitchell Beck as Ansel, Mark Karoftis as Oliver, Brandon Levine as Ed, Rachel Stidham as Mare. Co-starring Christina Lewis, Amber Simpson, Nick Engelhard, Corey Pettit, Jeff Leeson, Chris Dottoli, James Brown, Gina Coyle, Caitlin Spring, Sean Eric, and Robert M. Lamb. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com, Eldritch T'Challa of Nemesis Black at ReverbNation.com/Nemesis Black, Amberlynn Nicole on Facebook at Amberlynn Nicole, and Brett Wilkins at WilkinsMusicFL. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review. Visit 7lamb.com for more audio dramas such as this one. This has been a 7lamb production.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM Podcast Network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.